You don't have worries about young Ethan being in too much, working with his computerized equipment, as opposed to being out and about with the pals who, you know, unfortunately a peer group rejected him at school, but he needs to have pals, doesn't he?
Yeah, you see, that's the trouble. That's the whole reason in the first place. You could be surrounded by loads of people and still be isolated, do you know what I mean? He had gone to school and he tried to fit in. There wasn't that many that wanted to take him up on it, and it made him feel worse. Whereas now, yes, people may think that he's isolated or whatever, but he's sort of building his own confidence up and getting his own confidence levels back up, so that when he does go back into, you know, people around his own age, that he is going to be able to stand his own ground and, you know, have them want to talk to him, because all he ever did was try and run after them. And all they ever
done. Yeah, it was very distressing for you as a mum. I'm going to try one final question, Kelly, because unfortunately the line is absolutely awful. How does the home tutoring work? Oh, that is a pity. That is a pity, because whatever network she's on is just about as bad as you'll get, and unfortunately she's not in her home to get a home line on it as we speak. Right, so that's Kelly Edwards, and young Ethan was going to have a chat with Ethan as well. He's from Castle Dawson, and he has amassed this huge online following. Brilliant beatboxer, and it was his way really of beating the bullies, because he really did feel ostracised in the general area. I have asked a few questions of Kelly there, just to see maybe if he's being, you know, isolated to some extent at home, or maybe just interested really in his computer and his equipment too much when he should be out and about mixing and matching with the other kids. But his mum does feel that it's a general rebuilding process for confidence, and it will help him in the future. He is being home tutored, and certainly hugely successful in the beatbox world. Right, 5 minutes to 10 is the time. 90-333-105, 077-166-105-105. Frank, when Gregory Campbell is spouting his dross to your listeners, he should bear in mind that his surname translates into English from Irish as crooked mouth. That's what a Campbell is, a crooked mouth, says Mick, who's a taxi driver. Good morning to you, Mick. I'm sure Campbell's the length and breadth of the land will be pleased with that description. Frank, it's an absolute disgrace that these pathetic cards have put leaflets out, but I do not think a lot of people would be afraid to say or do anything. There are low lives who are putting out the leaflets, and crazy people. I can't really get the last sentence on that, but this is a reference to the leaflets in East Belfast that have been distributed by a group that want people to have no truck with the PSNI. Do you know, we're going to have a third go, because Kelly has managed to find herself a landline. Kelly, yes, you were making the point about how young Ethan is developing wonderfully at home, and he has been home tutored.
Yeah.
Yes, tell us about that.
Well, it's basically taken him back from scratch with the stuff that he couldn't learn whenever he started his high school through the racial bullying. I mean, he was getting text messages saying, "Go back to England, you black." I'll not say the swear words that was coming out. And even for a mother to be reading that there was hard, let alone a 12-year-old boy. He's not isolated at home. He gets, you know, he goes out, he goes to little teen events. He still sees his friends who were his friends and remained his friends from day one. He doesn't spend that much time on computerised equipment. The video that went viral was a video of him in Birmingham, of us being away for a weekend, took him shopping, because he was originally from Birmingham, and it was nice for him to do it in his hometown. And he's not letting the bullies get to him, bring him down, and it is sad that he's having to, you know, sort of keep himself away from them type of people. But what can you do? As a mother, you have to look out for your own child's interests. And to be honest, he's coming on leaps and bounds. He would never have been able to stand and do what he's doing if he had been still in school, because he was just a shell of what he was. And for me to stand and watch him doing that, it was unreal. It just blew my mind away. We're all so proud of him. And, you know, if it progresses his mental health and brings him back that he wants to live and that he's got more confidence, I'm all for it.
And what's the routine during the day for the home tuition?
Well, he gets up in the morning, he has, you know, his, I will lay out, like, sheets and stuff that I've been given for him to work on. I'll help him with it. And then I also have a friend that helps him come out into the community, gives him a little bit of volunteer work. Just basically keeping him into society, learning him how to be around. You know, it's hard. For a long time, he's been very shy and in himself through things that had happened. And it's just basically working on him and his confidence at the minute.
Well, it's a great example of a mother's love, if you don't mind me saying, Kelly. Is Ethan with you?
He is, yeah.
Okay, well, I want to have a quick word with him because I've got to congratulate him on his success as a beat boxer. This is Ethan Edwards. He's 13 years old from the Castle Dawson area. Good morning, Ethan.
Hello.
Ethan, the beat boxing, how did you decide to take it up? What crossed your mind in relation to that?
Just music, and then I heard the backgrounds, and then I've heard people doing it, other beatboxers, and then I was trying to do it myself, and then just caught on with it.
And you're obviously very good at it. It's now caught on as a bit of an internet sensation. You must feel better now than you felt when the people were bullying you.
Yeah, I'm much happier. I'm just getting stuck into the beatboxing, so just a wee hobby, you know.
And is life generally good for you, Ethan? Because we hate to hear of kids. You are a kid, you know, 12, 13 years of age who are going through bullying. Are you able to, I suppose, to some extent, get the message across to people that the bully should never win?
Well, yeah. To be honest, like, I'm just... I don't know, I just... don't know what to say, to be honest. Don't know what to say.
Do you know something? I understand you not knowing what to say because I'm asking you a difficult question about something that when I mention it, it probably brings you back to an experience that you don't want to relive. And I totally understand that, Ethan. And good on you for finding an excellent hobby that is building confidence and that has made you a sensation on the internet. I'm disappointed, really disappointed, that some kids in South Derry have given you a hard time. I hope it's being addressed by their teachers and by their parents. Fair play to the kids who've been your friends the whole way through, who you still knock about with, and continued success as a beatboxer, okay?
Yeah.
Top man. Thanks for speaking to us, Ethan. Thank you.
Thank you for speaking to me.
No, thank you for coming on the programme.